Rabbi, Thursday the 23rd of October, Choftes Tishri, Rabbi Avrom Haller, Jerusalem, the City of Beauty.
I want to thank the organizers for inviting me here today. I'm here on a short trip from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, for a wedding of a talent of mine, Asher Bennett, that will take place tonight. I hope this year will be a schuz for this young couple, that they should have a very successful marriage and should be zeicher to a binyan adiyat. Happy birthday. I come from Yerushalayim, and today's topic will be Yerushalayim, the City of Beauty. Being here in London, I've been meeting many people, and I see there's a great excitement in the air about this Shabbat Nikkei. It's a very moving experience, I've heard, and it's a gewaltige zchus for Klal Yisrael. The Avos, the Sora that takes place here, the Avos HaTorah that takes place here, and the Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu that takes place when you're inviting other people to share with you a Shabbos, to share your home with you, which is Avos Yisrael, to show them the ways of the Torah, which is a gewaltige act of Avos Torah, and how much Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in Klal Yisrael, Bonot HaShem Torah, especially Shabbos. Shabbos, the Gemara says, has the skus to bring the Goyal Tzedek. Imoli Zohar Yisrael Mishmo Shnei Shabbosis Miyada Yuniko. So that's the topic. The topic of Yerushalayim, Kant of Yerushalayim. Lil Shabbos. The Yid comes home. He sits by the table. And he gets into it. Gets into the Shabbos spirit. He closes his eyes and he starts singing his mirrors. He starts singing his mirrors. And he sings, L'Mikdosh Eichtuv. He davens that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbein Yishalem, please, come back to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kodesh Kudshim, come back to the Kodesh Kodoshim. Asadi Beyachdu, Ruchim V'Nafshim. There the Ruach and the Nefesh will get together and be able to yizam alach shirid varachshin. They'll sing for you songs and praises. And then it will be Yerushalayim, counted Yerushalayim. This will all take place in Yerushalayim, the City of Beauty. Elachora, I don't think anybody will argue on the fact that Yerushalayim is counted Yerushalayim. Right? But where is the beauty of Yerushalayim? Wherein lies the beauty? Wherein lies the Kata Dushufraya of Yerushalayim? Many people will tell you, I've been to Yerushalayim. I've seen it. It's beautiful. Not only that, the Pasuk says it's beautiful. The Pasuk says, Yifei Noif, Misreis Koloritz. Yerushalayim has the view, the panorama, that you take one look at it. It's Yifei Noif, Misreis Koloritz. It makes the whole world happy. It's the happiness of the world. It's true. Another one will tell you, what do you mean? The Gemara says, Asor Kabim, Shel Yoifi Yodaloy. 10 measurements, 10 kavim of beauty came down to the world. Teisha, not only Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was zeichet to 9 portions out of 10. Of course Yerushalayim is beautiful. But from his merits, it sounds like, the beauty of Yerushalayim is a hemshich, is an outgrowth of Limikdash Echtuv. When the Rebbein Yerushalayim will come back to the Beis HaMikdash, then will be zeichet to Yerushalayim, not to Yerushalayim. That needs an explanation. We'll say the following. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, that Peidal Ramar Aleph, that says the following. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Ano Ishtari Mishapiri Yerushalayim. I am the last, I'm the remnant of the beautiful people of Yerushalayim. I'm the last one. Haiman, the boy Mechsi Shufad Rabbi Yechanan. If you want to have understanding how beautiful Rabbi Yechanan was, so the Gemara proposes the following. What you do is, Naisi Kasa de Kaspa Mibisal. Take a brand new silver cup, silver becher, as it comes out of the furnace. And it's in its glory, it's shining, it's reflecting. Take that cup. And what you do is, the Mali preceded the room. Fill it up with pomegranate seeds. And then, Nahadale clearly defardam, take rose petals, red rose petals, and put it on top of the cup. And then you take that whole thing, and what you do is, you put it, Laisib in Shim Shilutula, put it between the sun and the shade. Leave it there. Stare at that cup with the pomegranate seeds and the rose petals. And then you know what your birkan will look like. Let's go, Laisib. If I were to ask you, could you paint me a picture of Rabbi Yochanan after this marshal? No clue. I have no idea. Is he a tall fella, short fella? Where his nose was? I have no idea. Ilachora, usually when the Gemara gives a marshal, the purpose of a marshal is to explain something difficult, a difficult concept, with a simple concept. So, when I was a child, my Rebbe told me, Torah is this, Torah is so sweet. I didn't know what he was talking about. So he told me, ice cream is sweet, chocolate sweet, ach, Torah is like ice cream. So I understand, there's a marshal and there's an imshal. The marshal is ice cream, chocolate. The nimshal is Torah. Of course they have no shaykhahs. The sweetness of Torah has no shaykhahs to the sweetness of ice cream. But at least to the young fella, he gets an idea what it means Torah is sweet. Here with the Gemara gives a marshal to describe what Rabbi Yochanan looked like, the Lachara, it's as mysterious as ever. The Gemara didn't explain it. There's another Gemara, the Brachas. And the Gemara in Brachas, Nafayon Bebeis, says the following. Rabbi Lazar Cholash. Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Yochanan. Rabbi Lazar is called Mora the Arad Yisrael. He is the Rav of Eretz Yisrael. There is no Paisik, there is no Gadol Ador like Rabbi Lazar. And it seems to be the Mora the Arad Yisrael for Dari. And Rabbi Lazar, he was sick. All the Gabi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, came to visit him. Chazar the Havegoni Bebayisof. He saw he was living in a hovel. In a dark hovel. There was no windows. It was dark. Terrible. What did Rabbi Yochanan do? Gal Giladaria Venofel Huda. Rabbi Yochanan raised his sleeve. He exposed his arm. And all of a sudden, the room was full of light. So the Gemara, he saw Rabbi Lazar was crying. Chazadev Gobokhi Rabbi Lazar. Omale, I'm Michael Bokhi. Why are you crying? Imishum, Terid Al Yashis. B is because the Torah, you weren't able to learn enough Torah. What do you want? Echad amabe v'echad amabe. Mamit, bevat shechav li b'shamayim. You gave it all you got. Your Beisham doesn't ask for more. So it's true. Rabbi Lazar wasn't Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the great Rabbi Yochanan, the master of the Yerushalmi. But you did. You gave everything you got. Echad amabe v'echad amabe. Be happy. Yimushim usayni. If it's because you lack panosim. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar was desperately poor. Desperately poor. He was born in a bed, Mazda. And one time when he was unconscious and he was up in Shabayim, the Rebbe told him the following. You were born in a bed, Mazda. I can't help you. I can't change the mazolas. The maximum I can do is, I can start the wheel one more time. Let's start Bria Sa'olam one more time. Maybe you'll be a winner. Maybe you'll have a better Mazda. That's how it is, Mazda. He was desperately poor, big Mazda. So you're poor, so what? It's enough if you have one table. You have Olam Haba, it's a nice shulchan, you'll have a beautiful table at Olam Haba. You want both tables? You want Olam Haba, Olam Hazan? Asking for too much. So the Gemara, Elamai Imishu B'ni, you don't have children. Dein garment that's your beard. Here's the bog of my 10th son that I buried. I also don't have children. And Rashi brings down Eli Tuldas Noyach, the Tuldas of a person. He says, Maisim Toivim, that is children. So be happy with what you have. Quite a lot to be happy with. Why, how come you're not satisfied? Why do I see you crying? So Beleza tells him the following. I'll tell you why I'm crying. The high Shufra, the Voli Ba'afra. And the beauty, I'm looking at you, Rebbe, I'm looking at you. You're beautiful. But you won't live forever. And when you go, the beauty will go. That's why I'm crying. On the Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, that's why you're crying. That's worth crying. So the Gemara ubok mutavai. They both cry. So the Moshe already explains that the longest why they cry is because being Rabbi Yochanan was Mishapiri, Ashtray Mishapiri Yishalayim. He was the last of the tribe, of the people of Yerushalayim, that carried the beauty of Yerushalayim. So when Rabbi Yochanan goes, it's another facet to the Churban. It's another time of the Churban. That's why they cried because of Churban Beis Hamikdash. Interesting. Needs a hesbah. The Lechera, the Gemara is very strange. It was a dark home. Rabbi Yochanan lifts up his sleeve. He exposes his arm and his light. Rabbi Yochanan is an electric company. What is it? What's going on over here? How did that house become full of light because Rabbi Yochanan exposes his arm? What does that mean? What kayach does Rabbi Yochanan have to do that? The Lechera is it. Is Ramchal. Ramchal says the following. A person has a guf. A person has a neshama. The two of them together as a unit is called a person. The relationship between the neshama and the guf is as follows. The neshama has a mission to come down to this world. And the Rebbeinu Shlom sends him down to Olam Hazeh from Kisi HaKovid, despite the fact that the Neshama is a chilek alok ha-mimal, it's a godly portion from the Yenevel. He comes to this world into a guf, and the job, the mission of the Neshama is lezachech es haguf, to purify the body. To purify. Despite the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom said, lechi umati asasme, the Neshama doesn't come in full force, just like as the electricity that comes to our homes is not the same voltage as it is when it leaves the electric company. There are many transformers. Not the full neshama comes into a human being, it's the lower parts, the lesser parts of the neshama that come in. The koyach of the neshama is so strong that it can take mud, it can take earth, it can take odom and adoma and turn it into a mama. He can make him as holy as a mother. And that's down. That's down. The truth of the matter is, we see Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was a ben Adam. He was an Adam like everybody else. And Avo Bichin, he was Zeichet to be in Shemayim 40 days and 40 nights, like one of the mother. And what's the pshat? Did you say that? The Pasuk says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. The Ner, the candle of God, is the human soul. Now, if the soul is Hashem's Ner, Hashem's light, it probably is greater than the sun. It doesn't say the sun, Ner Hashem, on the sun. The Neshama is an illuminator, a gewaltig illuminator, tremendous. Its power is greater than the sun. And therefore, the Chorah, when the Neshama comes down in this world, it gives off a light that could spread throughout the world. Varaya, Moshe Rabbeinu. It says of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kikorn, opening Moshe. His face shined, there was a light coming out of Moshe. Where did this light come from? Was it external? No, it was internal. So, Ramchal, the goof of Moshe Rabbeinu was so mizuchet, it was like glass, and the Neshama shined through his face. If that's true, that the Neshama is so powerful, such an illuminator, how come we don't see it? We don't notice it. When you say Shalom Aleichem to someone, you don't say, you're blinding me. Tell your Neshama, calm down. You don't do that. We don't have that. The Teretz is, when a person is at the equator, in midday, and the sun is shining at its greatest, and he takes the curtains and he closes them, he takes the shutters and he shuts them and closes them, it could be midday, it could be the summer, but he's going to sleep in a dark room. There's a power of mechitzas, there's a power of curtains, to be black out the power of the sun. The opaqueness of the curtain blacks out the sun. The goof of a person, the goof of a person is a mechitza. The goof of a person is a mechitza. It's curtain. And therefore, despite the fact that the Neshama has this powerful koyach of illumination, the guf blocks it out. Now, maybe not, how do you know? Zog de Ramchal, you know it from looking at a person's face. You look around the room, you see different faces. Some people are happy, some people are sad. Some people are tired, some people are ready to go, some people have different emotions displayed on their face. Where does this display come from? Zog Yoram Chal, the display comes from the power of the neshama and its effect upon the guf. That much it's able to break through. There is a little crack in a person's face that the neshama is able to shine through. It sounds strange what I'm saying. It sounds strange. It's a strange phenomenon. It's a strange concept that a person's neshama could be such an illuminator. We never see it. We don't know about it. It's true, because the guf is such a mechitza. But imagine, years ago, 2,000 years ago, in Yerushalayim, America, when Klal Yisrael was able to record, when Klal Yisrael was bringing korbanos, when the Shechina was in Beis HaMikdash, when the Shechina was in Kodesh HaKadosh, Yerushalayim was flooded with korban shlamim, korban Torah, Ma'is Sheni. A whole day, all people did was eat and drink, either meat of korbanos, food of Ma'is Sheni, wine of Ma'is Sheni, kohanim ate truma. And even Yisraelim ate chulin b'taras ha-kodesh. They ate the chulin with the kabbalah taira of kodesh. Now we all know, because I'll see it too, a man is what he eats. That's what we are. V'nitamtem bo. Don't read v'nitmesem bo, ela v'nitamtem bo. If someone eats shkotzim ramos, if someone eats insects, someone eats something treif, if someone eats something non-kosher, they become part of him. He becomes nevela, treifa, shkotzin, ramasim. V'nitam tembo, you'll become metam tem. You'll be fashed up, you'll be clogged up. And the guf becomes ever more opaque when a person eats food that's not kosher. But on the other hand, tzad toiv, mida toiva, if a person were to eat kotshin, if a person were to eat truma, if a person were to drink wine of Ma'is Sheni, he eats food of Ma'is Sheni, that was his daily diet. So what happens to his guf? His body becomes Kodesh. His body becomes Ma'is Sheni. His body becomes Korban Shlomim. If the human body becomes Korban Shlomim, and it has a neshama, then the opaqueness of the guf is not as powerful. Then, and only then, the illuminator called in neshama pitaka shine through. In a guf, in a body that is translucent, then the light of the neshama pitaka shine through. So, when people came to Yerushalayim for Ilarek, and they said, Shalom Aleichem, I'm from Tveri, I'm from Haifa. What does he see? What did he see, the people of Yerushalayim? The people in Yerushalayim were shining in his face. The neshama was going through the translucent goof and blinding. That's what they meant. That's what Yerushalayim looked like. And that was the beauty of Yerushalayim. The people of Yerushalayim were different than the people everywhere else. They were shining. They were bright. They were brilliant. And there was something to admire. It's something that existed nowhere else in the world. If that's the case, let's relearn the Gemara. Let's relearn the Gemara. Omer Gechim, Ano Mishiyorei Shapiru Yushalayim. I am the last of the tribe of the beautiful people of Yushalayim. So the Gemara, if you want to know what he looked like, take the silver cup, straight when it comes from the furnace, fill it up with pomegranate seeds, add to it rose petals on the top, put it between the sun and the shade. Let the rays of the sun come in from the sun side and stand and look from the shade side. Watch the rays of the sun come out. What do you see? What do you see? The rays of the sun have become transformed. They come in light and they come out reddish. The red pomegranate seeds, the red petals, take the rays of the sun and make them reddish. It becomes a red light. That's what Rabbi Yochanan looked like. The neshama, as it shines through the guf, the basar, which is red, like the pomegranate seeds, the skin, which is thin and red, like the rose petals, as the light of the neshama came out, it got sort of a reddish tinge. That light, that tinge, that's what you looked like, what you looked at when you saw Rabbi Yechiel. Let's go back to the other Gemara. We had a kasha in the Gemara Brachis. What does it mean? Rabbi Yechiel raised the sleeve, and all of a sudden there was light in the room. Where did the light come from? Rabbi Yechiel was an electric company. Rabbi Yechiel was the sun himself. The neshama shined through Rabbi Yechiel. The light of the neshama was able to fill the room with light. Yor. It was gewaltig. And Rabbi Loza tells him the following. Rebbe, my holy Rebbe, my tire Rebbe, my dear Rebbe, what's going to be after your 120 years? People of that generation, the post-Rabbi Yechiel generation, are not going to believe what I tell them. They're not going to believe me when I tell them I had a Rebbe that used to shine. They'll laugh at me. Ain't the like said. There's no such thing as people going around shining. People can talk. People have intelligence. But people don't shine. What do I tell them? How do I explain it to them? How can I describe it to them? Should I give them the mushroom with the silver cup? How will they believe me? Adokobochis! This is worth crying for. So, Rabbi Yechiel, you're right. And that's what the Mashon means when he says it's part of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because when this facet of life in the times of Yerushalayim that existed many generations ago, when Bayis was Bamidosai, when the Bayis was up and the Shekhinah was in Kodesh Kodoshim, that is lost. That facet of Yerushalayim will be lost forever. Avdov Vadikul Brachas. And here it comes out. It's only when the Kodesh Baruch Hu will come back in Bidash Yichtu, when he comes back to the Beis HaMikdash, when he comes back to the Kodesh Kodosh, when the being Ruchin V'Nafshin will get together, then the goof will be a different goof. And then once again, Yerushalayim will be counted Yishufayah, like Rabbi Yechiel says. And with this, we can understand another Gemara, which is very, very strange. The Gemara there above Metzia has an epilogue. And it goes like this. Rabbi Yochanan have a ozel the Yosef Ashaitfi. Rabbi Yochanan had a minute, he had a habit, that he went to the mikveh where the women were tevil, and he sat there by the entrance and the exit of the mikveh. That was the minute. So, when the women came to the minute, what did they see first? Before the mezuzah, they saw Rabbi Yochanan. That was the minute, to sit by the mikveh. So they asked him, my high. So he explained, the reason why I do it is, that the women should be zeichet to have children beautiful like me and learning Torah like me. What's the pshat? According to what we're trying to say, it makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yochanan knows he's the last. He's the last of a tribe. He's the last survivor. What's going to be after him? Nobody knows. Rabbi Yochanan tried his utmost to preserve this, to preserve this facet of the beauty of Yerushalayim. So he sat by the Shari Mikveh when people are about to have children. What kind of children should they have? They should have children like me, Shapira Kamosi, that they should have a goof, the parents should give them a goof that's translucent, like my parents gave me, just like my parents preserved. After Churban Beis HaMikdash, they preserved the holiness, the Kedusha, and Taira that produced a body called Rabbi Yochanan. The same thing, the hope is that maybe one of the people going to the mikveh will also have such a child. Gemira Baraisa Gavorsi. Because what purifies a person? What purifies a person is Limna Taira. Taira purifies a person. Nasa Taira delayed. Taira becomes part of him. He'll be a different person. That was the hope of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe somehow we can preserve this facet of the Beis HaMikdash. But it didn't happen. So, when we go this Shabbos, we go back this Shabbos, as I hear from everybody, the Shabbat, Shabbat UK, is a time when we're coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're being Meshav Aveda. We're trying to bring back the Rabbeinu Shem's children. We're trying to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzineinu lasis ritzinecha. Rebbeinu Shalema. Beschus de Shabbos. Beschus de Kedushas of Shabbos. The holiness of the Shabbos. The food of Shabbos, which is Kaddish. On Shabbos, when we have an Neshama Yisera, the Neshama is ever more powerful. The food that we eat on Shabbos is Kaddish. Perhaps Rebbeinu Shalema will have Rachmanis on us. Ulamigashik too. And we'll be Zeicha once again to Shalayim. Thank you.